Hello?
I can speak to Mr. Craddock, please.
Oh, I can hear you this time.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Getting me a couple of times, haven't you?
I think we have, sir. I think we're...
I can hear you fine now, yeah. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you, sir. How are you?
Okay, thanks.
Fantastic. Jay, my name's Michael. Sorry that your name's James. Would you rather me call you James or Jake?
Anything at all. I've answered to worse.
Just to you, Mr. Craddock, you let me know what you want me to call you.
Call me Jim.
Thank you very much, James. Jim, my name's Michael, Jim. Obviously, I'm calling from MMA Legal. There's a law firm helping you do this case. Just to let you know, Jim, all my calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
Sure.
I have a password on the account as Harley, just to obviously make you aware.
Yeah.
My role, Jim, is to gather the evidence for you. So that's writing to, social services, prison services, local councils, local authorities, to gather the evidence to substantiate your claim.
Yeah.
But it's also to get to know you a bit better, Jim. It's to try and understand, the trauma that you faced in these institutions, how that has had a lasting effect on you into your adult life.
Yeah.
With stuff I can, evidence, if you like, through the likes of, being diagnosed with mental health problems, i.e. depression, anxiety, PTSD. I'll write to your GP, Jim. Any sort of issues with alcohol or substance abuse, I'll write to, again, your GP, but also, rehabilitation centres, addiction charities, any sort of hospitals you may have been in, psychiatric wards, anything like that.
Yeah.
I'll gather the evidence, and then I'll paint the picture of, Jake Craddock, not only in care, but also, because of care.
Yeah.
And when the Scottish Leaders are presiding over our case, we have to take that into consideration. It gives you the best chance of getting the most out of this process. So, is that okay, Jim?
Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So I'm going to ask you some questions, Jim. I am sorry for having to ask you these, buddy. But obviously I wouldn't be doing my job for you better than you if I didn't ask you. So have you been diagnosed with any sort of depression or anxiety, Jim?
I would say I've had a bit of anxiety through my days, my life.
Okay. Have you ever been diagnosed from your GP?
No. I voluntarily, a few years ago, asked the doctor to see a psychiatrist, and they did at one time send me to a hospital down in Ayr.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the hospital. It might have been Aylsa Psychiatric Hospital. That's A-L-S-I-A, Aylsa.
Yeah.
That's no longer there now. Now, when I got to that place, I went to the building through locked doors to see somebody, but then I watched it out. I couldn't, because they'd locked me in,
Yeah, of course.
I wanted out, and I knew they would have to let me out because I was in charge, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I never got to see the psychiatrist,
Okay.
I got as far as sitting at the desk, and then I just had to get out of there,
Yeah, I get that.
Because it was a secure place, but I knew I could get out if you get in.
Okay. So, obviously you have to go to the GP to see a psychiatrist. Did he ever prescribe you any medication for...
No, not that I can remember.
Okay. I will write to GP anyway, just so I can get that on record.
It's quite funny, because I've got two daughters, and I took one of my young daughters with me that day.
Yeah.
Because I was, this is going to sound, I don't know if it sounds silly or crazy to you. I took my daughter with me, because they wouldn't keep me if I had my daughter with me.
Does that sound right?
Well, it sounds like
you think of the asset, to be honest with you, which is good, because obviously you were institutionalized very early on, wasn't you?
Yeah, yeah,
You know, if you had the parachute, if you like, you know, the doors wouldn't close behind you, would they?
Yeah.
Or stay locked behind you, should we say, Jim?
Hmm.
Okay. Okay. Do you have any issues with alcohol or any sort of substance issues, Jim? But I can never.
I did have a bad spell of hitting the drink for a wee while, but thank God I've not had a drink for 30 years now.
Oh, nice, well done.
No, I don't. I shandy's my limit, you know.
Yeah, okay.
For a wee while, of course, I ended up getting divorced from my wife and then sold the house and I had this money and I just drank the bloody lot. Crazy.
Yeah. How did you get off the drink? Did you get off that?
I was getting into fights.
Yeah, okay. But did you speak to your GP about the drink?
No, I was myself. No, I'm just myself. I realised I was in a real downward spiral here.
Yeah, okay. That's a bit of a realisation.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. No substance issues?
No. Never even tried anything.
Okay. I'll look for the best. Issues. And I've got one real tough one. It's one that I really don't like asking, but it's one I really have to ask. So I do apologise again in advance. But have you ever tried to take your own life, Jim?
I've thought about it, and I have taken some tablets, didn't take enough. I did try to cut my wrist once, but I still got the scars.
Yeah, I'm sorry, buddy, I'm sorry for that.
Folk have asked, and I just said I punched a window, and I couldn't get my hand back out, and that, whether they believe me, and I don't care, you know?
No. I've cut the wrist. Did you end up in hospital with a cut wrist, or...?
Yep, I got stitches and they let me out the same night.
Okay. Obviously, you didn't get disclose why, or, you know, or did you disclose why you were the risk for God?
No. I said I punched the window.
Okay. So what I'll do is, I'll take you to GPS details off you now, if you don't mind, Jim.
Yeah.
And I will write to you GP, gather as much information as I can from him.
Yeah.
Can I take your GP practice details, please?
It's Brooks Bay, that's BROOKSBY. BROOKSBY, Brooks Bay Medical Centre.
Okay, can you just do that? I have an AI assistant. So Brooks Bay
Medical Centre, Moorburn Road. That's MOOR. BURN, Moorburn Road.
Say one more time, sorry, Moorburn.
MOOR.
MOOR.
BURN, Moorburn Road.
Okay.
LARGS. Sorry, it's not Moorburn Road.
No,
I beg your pardon.
Brisbane Road.
Brisbane Road, what am I thinking? Goodness. Brisbane Road, BRISBANE.
Yeah, I've got it in front of me, Frank. My AI, I've got it, an AI.
Sorry about that.
It's okay, it's not so much. That's right, I'll pay for the AI. to be honest. Give me a sec. What is it? 5 o'clock, yeah. Sorry, I've seen you through sex with you. I've come off your case. Having some issues.
Sorry, okay, mate. No worries.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I've got it. So let me just need to add the other and details. Tell you what, I'll have them in a minute. I've got it all there anyway. So what I'll do, Jim, is I'll write to the social services, the prison service, the educational authority,
yeah,
of Darville House and Glen Oak Hill, Young Offenders Institution. When I get your information back from your time in care, do you want me to share that information with you?
If you wouldn't mind, yeah.
That's your details, yes. I'm very happy to share it with you. Okay, so what I'll do, Jim, is when I get the information back into the business, I'll send you copies of absolutely everything I get.
Yeah.
So we'll go through all that together, you and I.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're happy with all of the evidence that we found. We'll go through your statements for each of those two settings, if you like. We'll make sure that you've got absolutely everything in your statement that you want. Some of this information I'll send you may take up some memories.
Yeah.
So we'll go through it all together, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
We'll add your medical record to your file as well. And then we'll do what's called our final submission, Jim, to Scottish Jesus. What we've done so far, Jim, just to make you aware, is we've sent over an application forms for you. We've filled all them out.
Yeah.
We've added the statements that you've given our customer care team.
Yeah.
Scottish Jesus have had a look over that and deemed you worthy of an application number. So they've, we have quite a lot of rejections, but they've actually accepted your case.
Okay, that's good.
What we've told them is that we will be providing with sufficient evidence.
Yeah.
And additional documentation. So they are waiting for our documentation to come over. So we'll do our final submission, Jim, with obviously your medical records, all the records from your time in care and these institutions.
Yeah.
And we'll present that to Scottish Jesus. From there, Jim, we get what's called a panel date. So a panel of individuals inside of the Scottish Jesus, they adjudicate or judge our case. And then from there, hopefully we'll get you some form of recognition of wrongdoing, i.e. an apology, and offer a financial compensation.
Yeah. You know, I said to the young girl that interviewed me before, I'd be more than happy if I had written a policy off them, you know?
Yeah, well.
Honest to God, you know?
I know.
Money's nothing. The apology's worth its weight in gold to me anyway,
well,
you know?
It's twofold, really. Obviously, I know I've thousands of clients that I fully believe them that, the money isn't the root of this complaint, if you like. It is the recognition, and I get that. But what I tell our clients is, the more money I can get you, the more it'll hurt the Scottish Government.
I see
your
point, yeah.
The hope is that they will take notice and stop these claims coming down the line in the next few years. And the only way for them to do that, Jim, is to give people better care and treat people better.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
So, that's my goal and that's my mission, if you like, is to try and get you as much as possible obviously yeah. you hear answers that, but, you know, I'm not being naive. But also, you know, it hurts the Scottish Government enough, hopefully, to, you know, for them to say, we need to address this pretty quickly, because it's costing a hell of a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's the hope. Do you have any questions for me, Jim?
No, thanks very much. I'm sorry that the last few times I couldn't hear at all, you know.
Okay, yeah, it's no problem. It's no problem at all. It's just that
as clear as a bell tonight, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
Jim, I just need to go back a step with you, obviously, because of, you know, your past and, you know, being a kid and, you know, these institutions. In the eyes of the law, you're deemed as a vulnerable client here.
Yeah.
I wouldn't label you that, but that's what the law labels you as.
No, sadly to say, as I went to an adult, I ended back up in jail, and
yeah.
I just don't know, was it because of the trauma, you know? Just crazy, you know?
Jim, it's a very, very, very familiar story, buddy. 90% of probably all male.
No, you get out the door, I will see you back. Oh, you'll not see me, and by Joe, they were right, I was back, you know?
You get institutionalized from a very early age.
Yeah.
You have anger issues, abandonment issues, you know, and they just set you free.
I'm sorry to say that it was making me really a violent person.
Yeah.
And thank God, right, or I hurt two policemen at one time. Yeah. Very bad, a poor year for it.
Yeah.
And I was taking my anger out of these cops.
Yeah, I don't blame that. Of course you are.
And one of the cops, believe it or not, he was a friend of mine.
Oh,
and
wow.
I realised what I'd done to him.
Oh, Jesus.
And I apologised to him, and he just told me F off.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm so sorry what I'd done. I should never have done that. I'm so embarrassed that I've done it, that I got locked up for 4 years for it.
Maybe
I've never been in trouble since, thank God. And that was 1982.
That was
30th of October 1981 it happened. I'll never forget that day.
No.
I've never been in trouble since, touch wood.
You know what? You know, you get pegged as a, in the eyes of the law and in the eyes of society, as angry and aggressive. But, you know, if people, what I've learned to realise from doing this job for, you know, months now is everything happens, people's personas is all because of what happened to them as a child. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's evil people out there, and, you know, maybe even born evil, but the majority of us, it all stems from childhood, from the foundations we have built on. So people don't understand that. You know, this just gives me a real different outlook, if you like.
Yeah.
On people.
You know. You must hear some stories, eh?
Yeah, I don't think, Jim, you seem as a vulnerable client, so I need just to make sure that you fully understand our fees on this recording.
Oh, yeah, I've been explained that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just need to run you through it one last time on this recorded call for our compliance. And if you're still happy for me to continue, then obviously...
As I said, apology, I'm happy with an apology.
I'm telling you. So just to let you know, Jim, that you can actually apply to the Scottish redress yourself. You don't need the help or the use...
No, I wouldn't know where to start. I'm not computer literate. I'm one of these people that are caught in a time warp. I'm sold pounds, shilling and pence, and pounds and ounces, feet and inches. I can't work in metric or anything like that. No metric, I can't do it.
Don't blame you, buddy.
I go down and ask for a 2.5 foot of wood, you know. it's not up to many working meters.
Yeah, centimeters.
I can't do it. It's one of the things, you know.
So just to let you know, Jim, there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress, and they won't charge you any fees. The reason they don't charge or won't charge fees, Jim, is that they get paid directly from the Scottish Government, and then lose or draw that case.
Yeah.
As part of the government legal fee scheme. So they get paid £2,000 per client, whether that client wins or loses.
Goodness.
as a fellow law firm, Jim, I can't legally discuss or go into what those law firms would do, or probably more importantly, Jim, what they won't do for you. What I can tell you is we don't participate in the government legal fee scheme. We don't take or accept handouts from the Scottish Government, and we definitely certainly don't want to be owing anything to them either. What we do is totally, you know, one-sided, dual-sided, if you like. We enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract, whereas if you win, we win, you lose, we lose together. Yeah. So it's on us as a law firm to go out and gather as much evidence as we can to give you the best possible chance. Our fees, Jim, are capped at 16% plus VAT.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, as I say, you get a penny, you get a penny, or a pound, whatever, you know.
Well, what that means is, Jim, is that you'll never pay us more than 19.2% inclusive of all VAT. Our fees are capped. On the flip side, Jim, on the no fee side, because of, obviously, as I said to you earlier, deemed as a vulnerable client, we will never put you under any sort of financial hardship or stress or even strain if we are unsuccessful with your case.
Yeah.
It's a genuine no win, no fee, Jim. That's what I'm saying.
That's right. Yeah.
It's okay, sir.
Fine, go ahead. I'm happy. At the end of the day, I knew nothing about this. A friend of mine told me that he was accepting to get compensation, and he said, "What? Well, he knew about me as well, you know." I said, "I do you know anything about this?" And he said, "Contact him, you know." And here I am, so I've had a problem with that. So
okay, just one last thing before I let you go, Jim. You signed documentation with us on the 24th of March. Which is the fee agreement, or the, you know, the no win no fee contract with us. I don't know if you're aware of it, but you did, or you do have what's called a 14-day cool and off period.
Yeah.
What that means is you have 14 days, obviously, to change your mind, rip up any agreements you have with us and walk away.
Yeah.
That ran out on the 7th, which was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Are you happy to waive the cool and off period, or would you like me to restart that 14-day cool and off period?
No, I'm happy.
Okay, perfect. Well, Jim, you've got my number now. My name's Michael. I'm going to be your case
worker. All right, thanks for your time, buddy.
I've saved my number, Jim. It was lovely speaking to you. Thank you so much.
All right, God bless you. Thanks for your help. Take care.
Andrew.
Bye.